Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is deeply concerned about the ongoing convictions of Vietnamese ethnic minority and religious freedom advocates. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller noted in a statement that five such convictions have occurred since January. Particularly troubling, said spokesperson Miller, is the recent 13-year sentence of Y Krek Bia, who has been a peaceful voice for freedom of religion or belief in Vietnam. Bia, a member of the unregistered Evangelical Church of Christ of the Central Highlands, was arrested last April and charged with sabotaging the national unity. His recent conviction is not his first. In 2004, Bia was sentenced to 8 years in prison for advocating on behalf of the religious freedom of the Montagnard people. Nay Y Blanc hosted prayer gatherings in his home for members of the same Evangelical Church of Christ and was also charged, among other crimes, with sabotaging national unity. After a trial without legal representation, Blanc was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom notes that Blanc had previously been sentenced to 5 years and 6 months for undermining the unity policy. In February, a court sentenced Don Minh Quan, a Buddhist from the Khmer Krom community in southwest Vietnam, to 3.5 years in prison on the charge of abusing democratic freedoms. Reportedly, Quan was targeted because he distributed the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and participated in various UN events to promote human rights. He also advocated for the rights of Khmer Krom Buddhists to practice their religion in line with their ethnic and cultural background. Two other Buddhist activists from the Khmer Krom community, Tang Kugong and Wang Chong, were also targeted because they distributed the UN Declaration and advocated for their community's religious rights. Both were sentenced to prison for abusing democratic freedoms, Gong for 3.5 years and Chung for 4 years. The State Department's Human Rights Report on Vietnam notes that senior U.S. diplomatic officials in Vietnam regularly urge authorities to allow all religious groups to operate freely. The United States is repeating that appeal. We call upon Vietnam to respect the rights of individuals to exercise freedoms of expression, association, and religion or belief, spokesperson Miller said. We reiterate our call on Vietnam to release all those unjustly detained.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.